lecture 32. So we were talking PCBs in the last lecture. We continue with that for a bit and then we move on to dioxins. Now the characteristic of our PCB, let's sort of recap on last lecture. PCB stood for? Yep. Biphenyl then is the two benzene rings joined together. What were congene is about? Yeah. So it's simply a large group of related compounds that, in the case of isomers, we had structural isomers, for instance. That's a similar sort of concept to congener. But in this case here, the congener, it doesn't matter whether you've got one chlorine or two chlorines, the same concept applies, that they're all related because they're based on chlorinating the biphenyl unit at the start. Now we find the same thing with dioxins as well. There's going to be a group of compounds that are related. All of them then are hydrophobic molecules. The PCBs then are more toxic to mammals than to birds. You saw in the lectures on pesticides that some of those pesticides are far more influential on birds, DDT being an example that caused a lot of damage to bird populations. In the case of marine mammals, we get reproductive abnormalities. When they're analysing dead dugong carcasses then PCBs are definitely one of the things they're looking for. The sites of PCB contamination around Australia are basically associated with where they used to dump them. So in Cairns, for instance, one of the large new buildings that went up, at the outset they had a major issue because it turned out that that particular site had been a transformer dump site and as its past history, so they had to deal with the soil first of all before they actually did the building process. Now, naturally, the PCBs are very slow to biodegrade, and as a result, if people are stuffing these things into the soil, then they will still be there for a long period of time afterwards, unless they're disposed of correctly. The correct disposal procedure is a high-temperature incineration, where you completely pyrolyse the organic molecule. You then turn the chlorine into hydrochloric acid, and the framework of the hydrocarbon is completely broken down to carbon dioxide. But the cost is quite prohibitive. So you're actually then taking that tonne of soil and you're burning that tonne of soil. So the only thing that comes out the other end is silicates and all of the carbon content's gone.
How hot is it?
As we'll see coming up shortly, very hot. So these are not standard municipal incinerators. These are special high-temperature incinerators for disposing of hazardous organic compounds. In Australia, there are only a few facilities for doing this sort of stuff. So in Cairns, we don't have that sort of facility, for instance. The problem, if you don't work, so a nice incinerator is actually a plasma incinerator. So the same sort of temperatures that we talked about in the analytical section when we were looking at the atomic spectroscopy. Remember, a plasma then fully ionises materials. And that's a really nice method if you're carrying out an incineration process because everything's blown apart basically. The low temperature situation when you're trying to dispose of organic is problematic because you then take a PCB with only really moderate toxicity to humans and turn it into some seriously bad new stuff, which are the dioxins and the polychlorinated dibenzofurans. So municipal rubbish then, when it's been burned in the past, then has used temperatures lower than 1,000 degrees, and in that case you definitely transform your chlorinated material into